With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Detroit Lions, 6-10, last in the NFC North. Year two for Matt Patricia in Detroit begins with a lot of question marks, most notably around quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Listen, guys, there's people that are going to say good things, they're going to say bad things about us every day. If I spent all my time worrying about what he said or Sue posted or that, I'd be doing a disservice to the guys in the locker room, and worrying about all that other stuff doesn't help me do that, so I don't do it.
However, Stafford finally has a run game thanks to Kerryon Johnson, who was the first Lion to run for over 100 yards in a game since 2013. Defensively, Patricia had their young core playing at a high level, finishing in the top half of the league in both yards and points allowed. But do these Lions have enough talent to compete in the loaded North?
All right, so whether it's the Silver Dome back in the day or Ford Field now, I'll tell you this, Lion fans, because I did live there for a minute, Lions fans will always show up, and Lions fans will always try to illuminate a positive, even when everything is seemingly negative around them. Lion fans deserve... they deserve a good year. Let's see if this is going to be the year. And we do so with somebody who played for the Lions. He's part of their broadcast team as well. Former offensive lineman, big man Lomas Brown is with us here on Tiki and Tierney to break down the Lions. Lomas, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
Hey, I am great. How are you today? Solo. I see the little fella. He's not in today,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I got to carry the rock 40 times today. I'm lined up in the backfield. So, yeah, and the legs get a little wobbly, man. I'm used to shouting it out and sharing it with my partner, but it's all good. Listen, you know that Lion fans, if nothing else, they are resilient. You go back to the Fonz days, the Ross days, the Morning Wig days, the Mooch days, the Marinelli days, the Schwartz days. Where are we in terms of the Matt Patricia era? From a Lions point of view, the fans, are they oozing positivity, or are they not really sure? What do they think about this coach?
You know, I think it's more the not really sure yet. Just kind of holding back a little bit. Just don't want to jump in with both feet right now. They just got a toe in the water. They're just waiting to see how that water temperature is. And, you know, Coach, it was a little rough for Coach last year. I just think this year with him getting more of his guys in, Trey Flowers and getting Danny Amendola and some of the guys that they've gotten in from the Patriots, I think he got guys that can now relay his message in the locker room a lot more about what type of team they want to be and what type of organization that they're trying to build. So I do think this year should be a lot easier than last year, but they got a tough schedule facing them this year.
They do. They do. I mean, listen, the NFC North is terrific. There's not a bad team there. I mean, if there's a bad team, with all due respect, it's the Lions. I mean, it's not the Packers. You know what I mean? It's not the Packers. It's not the Vikings. It's not the Chicago Bears, that's for sure. We're talking to Lomas Brown, nearly 20 years in the NFL. So he knows his way around the locker room. He knows the league. 7 Pro Bowls as well. He's part of the broadcast team in Detroit. You know, and I want to actually branch out to the roster a bit and get to Stafford to start, but one thing I'm fearful of, and we've seen this with a lot of Belichick's disciples. Quite frankly, I saw this with my Jets, and I thought it was a big hindrance to Eric Mangini, who knows a lot of football, but I don't think he ever developed his own personality. Do you fear that Patricia is trying to replicate Belichick too much and he's not his own man, for lack of a better description? Do you sense that that's a possibility?
Well, you know, I see things are different. There's some things that, yes, they are trying to emulate, like the New England Patriots practice, the facilities, a lot of things like that. But I always hear Coach saying that he wants to stand on his own. He wants to be his own man. He wants to have his own identity. So I'm taking it at his word that he is trying to do things on his own. Yeah, they're trying to incorporate some of the Patriot ways, but I do think they want to try to build it the Detroit way, which is the way Matt Patricia's been talking. We want to build it the Detroit way, which would be the right way. So, yeah, I think it's something good. Think about it. Why wouldn't you want to emulate Coach Bill Belichick? I mean, he's the greatest coach ever, but I do think some of the coaches have to stand on their own, and I agree with you. I think that was a problem with some of the coaches that came out before Coach, trying to be Coach Belichick's when they really aren't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Lobus. Of course you want to try to replicate his success, which is basically impossible.
Right.
He's Lombardi and then some. I mean, to be fair to Lombardi, I mean, I think he surged ahead of the great Vince Lombardi years ago, personally.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's like you to act like that, you've got to have the rings and you've got to have the cachet. And, you know, if you don't touch the hearts of the players, if you don't connect to them on a human level, and you're not Belichick, and you're just a disciple. I mean, if it was man, you played. If it was me, I'd be like, "What is this guy kidding me? He's half a phony. I can't. How am I going to buy this? It's not even his own person." That's what I worry about.
That's a great point, and I'll look at it this way. And since I'm in Cleveland today, when I was with the Cleveland Browns in '99, Chris Palmer came in, and he was a disciple on the Bill Parcells.
Yep,
and he tried to come in, and he tried the hard way. You know, he tried to be like Parcells, but like you said, he wasn't carrying any of the cachet or the jewelry that Coach Parcells carried. And you're right, it was a problem. It was a problem from the standpoint because we didn't know who he was. He was trying to be another coach instead of trying to be himself. So us as players didn't know who he was. And you're right. You have to know and have to get to know the human part of coaches before a player go out there and give his all to that coach. He needs to know what type of coach he's playing for. And we never got that opportunity here in '99 with Chris Palmer. So I agree 100% with you. That's going to be critical for coach to be himself. Until he get that cachet, he needs to be himself.
Okay, so we're on the same page with that. Lomas, let me run this by you here. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous to get on the air and say that week one in the NFL is really a must-win for anybody. So I'm not going to quite frame it that way. However, the Lions are playing the Cardinals. It's on the road in week one. Then they've got the Chargers. They've got the Eagles. They've got the Chiefs. They've got Green Bay. Then they've got Minnesota. And then if you think the Giants aren't very good, and I'm probably in that camp, but it's still in New York, it's in New Jersey, if they don't win week one, I mean, they could be 0-6.
Absolutely. You're so right. And looking at this schedule, it's imperative that the Lions get off to a good start. And it's going to be tough. I mean, think about it. We don't know what type of player Kyler Murray is. We don't know what type of offense Kingsbury's going to run. It's a lot of unknowns going into that game against Arizona, plus the travel on top of it. The East Coast team going out to the West Coast is never an easy thing. So you're right, all those different things. I'm afraid that if we don't get off to a good start, it could snowball on us and really, really affect the Lions the rest of the season. So you're right. To me, that's got to be the one given game early in that schedule. You got to beat the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm. All right, so that's Lomas Brown, 18 years in the NFL, terrific offensive lineman, part of the Lions broadcast team, 7 Pro Bowls, quarterback. All right, so, boy, it's amazing. I mean, if you're looking for the quarterback, if you go into the conveyor belt and you're looking to get a quarterback and you know, Matthew Stafford is pretty much going to check every box. He's a pretty good athlete. He's got a hell of an arm. I know he's respected in the huddle. But, man, oh, man, good God, at what point does he start to win some big games, man? I mean, how much longer can we kick this down the road and say, it's that deficiency, it's this person's fault? You're the quarterback. You get paid the big money, and you either win or you lose. So, I mean, is this the final year for Stafford in Detroit? If something doesn't happen,
I think something has to happen. And you're right. I mean, again, the window of opportunity is closing. And if you look at the organization of the Detroit Lions, we lost two of the greatest players that ever played this game just walked away from the organization. Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders walked away. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that if they don't put enough talent around Matthew, or if Matthew can't raise the level of the talent around him, then we might be looking at another situation where we're losing the quarterback, either through them letting him go or him walking away. You know, unfortunately, with his wife having these medical problems and him having three kids under the age of five, I mean, as an 11-year vet, things start happening. You start thinking about different things in your life and where your life is going from that point. So I do think it's important for Matthew to win now. And like I said, it's either going to be through him elevating the talent around him, which he hadn't done yet, or us acquiring more talent to put around him. But it has to happen, and it has to happen soon, because I think Lions fans are really, really getting restless around here now.
I mean, I know that everybody knows this, but when I actually speak it out into the ether again, it is amazing. The Lions have not won a playoff game since the early 90s. Early 90s. I mean, you were probably going to practice. You were probably listening to De La Soul, whatever you were listening. 1991. Are you kidding me?
I know. It is sad. I mean, I was in uniform back then when we won that playoff game. And believe me, we had some older guys come around with the 1957 championship ring. And that just made it even worse, because we had these sniffs that. So it's just so many things with the Lions that has to change, and especially trying to get a home playoff game and finally winning a home playoff game. That just has to happen.
Crazy. Listen, the reception is getting a little dicey, but I think we tapped into it. I think we got some good opinions, a good perspective on the Lions. Lomas, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Hey, anytime.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.